This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Now, our guest on today's show is Rhiannon Ford, who, having previously worked as a family law solicitor, recognised a need for more hands-on and practical support for people going through divorce. Welcome, Rhiannon.
Hello.
So, Rhiannon, it's that time of year, so we're led to believe by the media, that people are making a fresh start considering divorce. Has that been your experience in the last few weeks?
Yes, I have quite a lot of thoughts on the hype that's been created by the media, actually. So just to let everybody know, the first working Monday back after the Christmas break has been called Divorce Day.
Oh, yes.
And January has been named Divorce Month, which is all a bit sad, actually.
Yeah.
I do feel that the concept's been created by the media rather than the divorce professionals. And also, I read a comment, actually, by a journalist the other day that was giving the impression that somebody had had a bad Christmas and then woke up on the 1st of January deciding to get divorced. And that just doesn't happen in reality. Divorce is a big decision, and nobody's going to be rushing into it.
No, presumably it's probably been building for a while, and I guess Christmas may exacerbate the problem when you're all chucked in together and
That's
you haven't
right.
spent so much time together for a while.
I think people have been thinking about it for a long time, as you say, maybe think, well, let's just get through Christmas, particularly if they've got children, and then new year, new start, let's work out what's going to be the best way forward.
Yeah. Okay. And previously, as I said, you were a family law solicitor, and you really recognised that there was a need for people who just needed their hands holding through this sort of whole process?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I really enjoyed being a family law solicitor, and my experience I use a lot now in the work that I do. But there was a real gap with the amount of help and support that I felt that people needed through the process. And actually, that came to light particularly when my parents got divorced about 10 years ago when I was still practicing as a family law solicitor. And I realised that the help and support my mother in particular required wasn't available from solicitors. So the solicitor is not there to provide emotional support and practical help. They're there to provide legal advice.
Yeah. And I suppose, actually, it's very easy to sort of feel overwhelmed by the jargon, you know, the legalese, whatever, you know, if you're new to it, you know, that can make it a scary experience, apart from all the emotion you're going through.
It's really difficult. I mean, divorce and separation is possibly the most difficult or challenging time in many people's lives, and they feel very intimidated by what may lie ahead.
Yeah.
And I think it is a shame that there is complicated legal jargon, and there's huge uncertainty that they don't know what's going to happen in their lives. So it's making sure that they get the right support and guidance at a difficult time.
Yeah.
Are there many of you across the UK than Rhiannon?
Well, strangely enough, I made up what I do. So I took the parts of the work that I used to do as solicitor that I was particularly interested in, and then other issues that I thought weren't being addressed in the marketplace. So I created my business model from scratch, which was very exciting but quite daunting at the same time.
Imagine it was, but it sounds like it was so necessary being there. Interestingly, I suppose naively, I perhaps thought that your clients maybe would be ladies, but looking at the testimonials, you've got a split there with both sexes.
I do. I work with men and women. I would say I probably at the moment have an 80-20 split of female to male clients. But I do work with both, and, you know, everybody deserves the same sort of help and support.
And you find that by being there, that this is making what is a really, as you say, terribly stressful process of divorce. It can be amicable, and in many cases is, and that must be great when you look back on your successes, that you've helped that process go along.
I really enjoy what I do because I love making a positive difference to people who are going through a difficult time. And I think if they can get the right support and guidance, it can make all the difference with how they can recover from that challenging time in their life.
Yeah, I noticed actually that you tend to cover sort of three key stages. The early stage, people contemplating it but probably don't know where to start. Those who are already involved in the legal process, and those who, you know, have gone through it and now have to sort of pick up the pieces and get on. And I guess, you know, that's the time where solicitors switch off and they're left on their own. But you're there to sort of help, I guess.
It's a really difficult time when you come to the end of the legal process for the divorce. And from my experience from being a solicitor, it's not until the legal process is finished that a lot of people can actually catch their breath and come to terms with the fact that their relationship has, or, and marriage has come to an end.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, they've been running on adrenaline through the legal process because they've been having to deal with the legal forms and their solicitors and big life-changing decisions. And often it's not until the end of the legal process that they suddenly start to struggle a little bit with, gosh, well, what happens now?
Yeah.
I love the third point you've got here on the post-divorce part of your site. It says, coaching to help you plan for a happy future. And I think that when one thinks about divorce, it's a pretty negative thing. It's I don't think anybody's going, that's going to be a really bungler laughs. But ultimately, the end of this, you can come up with two people who are actually amicable and happy in their own lives. And I love the fact that you've put that word in there. It's a very positive thing that
I think it's very important for people to not think that divorce is the end to their life. It's an end of a chapter in their life, but there is life beyond it. And I was contacted by a client that I'd worked with a couple of years ago, and he saw something I'd posted on LinkedIn, thought he'd get in touch 2 years on just to tell me how great his life was. Which was lovely, sort of, you know, there
how
is life beyond
is that?
It.
That's yeah.
really lovely.
Well, I mean, you said earlier, you know, you're very happy to be helping people. And I was wondering yesterday whether you you must get a huge amount of job satisfaction, but I was wondering whether at the same time you do kind of get ground down by the sort of misery that you must hear. I mean, you must be a sounding board for so much emotion.
It's a difficult time in people's lives, and I think it's recognising that that's the case, and sort of, you know, I enjoy making a positive difference and helping them to feel better.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a miracle worker, but often I can answer those burning questions that they have and take away some of that uncertainty that they might have.
Right.
So it's seeing people through that process and for them to come out of the other end, which is really satisfying for me.
Do you find that some people come to you and they're not really sure whether they want a divorce and they almost want you to make the decision? Do you get that?
I do have people come to me, actually. I had more and more people come to me last year who were considering separating and weren't quite sure. And I have to be very careful that obviously I'm not taking responsibility for making any decisions on their behalf. But it's good for them to know that there is a professional service out there where they can find out what their options are, what their choices are, and what they need to expect so that they can make the right informed decisions about their own situation. Everybody's completely different. Just because a friend or a family member has told them that their divorce was a certain way doesn't mean that theirs will be as well.
Yeah, and I suppose actually a lot of people don't want to talk about this with friends and family. They want to just come and talk to somebody in confidence, don't they? Because, you know, I was talking to a friend not that long ago, somebody I hadn't seen for 20 years from school, and she said, I'm with this man, I don't want to be. I can't talk to anyone about it because all of my friends locally will just start gossiping about me and they won't invite us to dinner because they'll think we're about to split up and I'm about to chase their husbands. And I thought, what a really pitiful situation to be in.
Sure.
And I, you know, I recommended she spoke to you. I don't know whether she ever did, but, you know, I just thought, isn't it a shame that people really can't feel they've got anyone to confide in?
It's very difficult. It's very private. And I think people are concerned about opening up their feelings in case they get comments or advice that they don't want to hear a lot of the time.
Yes.
I think it's important for people to find out and to sort of clarify in their mind what their thoughts and feelings are before they share those with other people.
Yeah.
And it is difficult. It's a very private situation and a lot of people are in a very emotional state. So it's very difficult to feel confident to confide in, even friends and family, actually.
Yeah.
They may be the worst people to actually confide in at that moment in time because of being judgmental you know, you perhaps don't need and want that at that time.
I totally agree. I mean, I've got a lot of information that I give to clients when they first come to see me, and it's so important that they get support when they're going through this difficult time. But what I do say is I make it very clear that it needs to be the right type of support, because I totally agree with you. Friends and family can have the best intentions, but they have a vested interest, they have opinions, they have feelings on the subject. And actually, a lot of the time, those points of view aren't actually helpful for the person going through the divorce or separation.
I suppose they're thinking about the children, you know, think about how it's going to affect the children, or how are you going to cope financially? I suppose are they the two big sort of considerations that people worry about? Or?
Yes, they are. Financial implications, so not knowing whether they're going to be able to afford to be divorced, and then the impact this could have on the children.
Yeah. Okay, and in your experience, are most divorces acrimonious or harmonious?
It's really difficult. What I always say to people right at the beginning, because most people come to me and they say that they want an amicable divorce, that's why they're coming to somebody like myself to help them put that in place. And what I always say to them actually is it's dependent on the two of you and how well you work together through your divorce as to whether this could be achievable or not. So it's making sure that people keep their emotions intact and are sensible and logical with how they approach things, which is very, very challenging when they're in such an emotional state.
Yeah, and I suppose a lot of that is down to the circumstances. You know, are they just not getting on and they both recognise that, or has one had an affair or whatever?
It's very difficult. If the divorce has been led by one particular party, the other party is playing catch-up to a certain extent, and trying to come to terms with what's happening and trying to realise what needs to happen next. And that can be very difficult for the person sort of left behind.
Yeah. Again, I'm looking at the testimonials here, and I did say to Rhiannon earlier, I've been married 41 years, so I haven't needed the services of a divorce lawyer, thank heavens, but I'm conscious that so many people do, so many children they've gone through a divorce. It's not just the couple, it's the children as well. But the comment of a lady here, Mrs. D from Surrey, she says, Rhiannon continues to be a strong support to me as I approach my financial hearing. To get to this point has been a long and stressful time. Rhiannon has made a huge difference to that process. My mind can go blank when I'm worrying, and Rhiannon has been there to clearly and simply explain the legal wranglings. And it goes on. And I think what's leaping out at me is Tower's strength, sensitivity, positive words that you've been able to give to that client who clearly needed them. She's not the only one.
Unfortunately, she's not the only one. There's lots of people out there who very much need support and help, and it's a pleasure to work with people and to make a positive difference. I learn a lot from my clients. I can give them a lot of help and support, but I learn a lot from them. They're incredibly inspiring people.
Do you think that you were saying earlier that it's sort of 80-20 women, men that come to you. Do you think that's because you can sort of empathise more with women, or do you think it's more that women feel they can open up to you and men are a bit more closed off?
I mean, it's quite interesting actually, because the male clients I have worked with over the last couple of years have actually been very open emotionally. But I remember one chap that I worked with a few years ago made the comment that I've come to talk to you because I can't talk to my mates down the pub about these sorts of things, which was actually, you know, a lovely comment for him to make, that he felt he could feel comfortable talking to me. So it's a real mix, and I wouldn't even say that men deal with things in a certain way and women deal with things in a certain way. Everybody is an individual, and I really enjoy getting to know them as a person and working out how I can help that particular individual.
Yeah, but it's quite interesting though, isn't it? Take a load of women out on a girls' night out, and they're talking about their relationships, get their husbands out in the pub, and they're talking about football and, you know, and what happened at work today, maybe. You know, it's a different type of conversation, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, from my experience, women do open up much more easily about emotional issues. But it's just very interesting. Everybody's different, so everybody's particular concerns can vary. So a client can have been married for the same number of years, have the same number of children, even the same money available in the matrimonial pot, but still deal with things in a completely different way. And I think that's what I enjoy most about the work I do, is dealing with individuals and working out how different people cope in different situations to make sure I can sort of help them in their particular need. And it's just a lovely experience, really, for me to make that positive difference to them.
Yeah.
Well, you do rather sound like you should be cloned across the UK in every legal practice that is dealing with divorce to be there, to be that cushion, just to soften the blow, because it must be so hard to walk in for a man or a woman to any solicitor's practice and talk to somebody you don't know at all.
Yes.
You haven't got a clue about this person, and you're trusting them basically with your heart.
It's very difficult. The majority of my clients come to me before they've embarked on the legal process, and that's where I know I can add the most value. So before they've been to see the solicitor, if they can come and see me, a lot of the information I go through with the client will be very similar to that the divorce solicitor will go through with them, but hopefully I package it in a much more sort of a softer, approachable way. But my priority at that point is the person themselves and how they're coping and making sure they're getting the right support and understanding.
Yeah, I think it seems ironic that we're talking about divorce and what's happening this week. It's Valentine's Day, so.
Yeah.
But maybe we should line up a time.
Well, we actually were going to have Rhiannon before Christmas, and we decided that maybe that wasn't the right time.
Well, it is fascinating, and looking at you, Rhiannon, you're the sort of person that inspires that kind of gentle softness that people could relax within your company.
Thank you. I
feel very comfortable with you, and I imagine Anne does as well, because she's not, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, it is. You've got it right. Your body language and everything, yeah, to us is very relaxing, yeah, and we would open up to you, I think, should we need your services. But it's great to know again that this exists, it's there, and clearly it's helped all your clients through the process of divorce. But when one's looking for you, how do you actually find you? I mean, and what would be the keywords that one puts into? I imagine someone Googles or does something. But to me, I would just see divorce and legal and solicitors. That's kind of where I am. So how do you get that across?
Good point. I suppose a lot of it's referrals, isn't it?
Yes, a lot of my clients come through referrals, either from old clients or from family law solicitors. But if somebody wanted to Google, then the best words to put in would be something like divorce support or divorce coach, divorce consultant, and that should come up. The word support, I think, with the word divorce, I think makes the big difference. That sort of differentiates me from solicitors.
Okay.
Right, that's good.
That is good. And Rhiannon, is there any advice that you would like to offer to our listeners? Perhaps if there's someone out there who's thinking about divorce, whether it's the right option for them, but is feeling that, you know, the whole process is going to be so overwhelming that, you know, maybe I'll put that off till next year. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that do that.
Sure. I think the best thing is for them to get the right help and support to get questions answered. So they've got a bit more clarity of what their options are, what their choices are, what they need to be thinking about. So obviously I'm going to suggest that they come and see me so I can provide them with that help.
Why not?
But what I do is make sure that they feel comfortable about their decisions. So there's never any pressure from me to make a particular decision. It's a matter for them to collect the right information and get the right support to give them sort of clarity and comfort to make the right decision for them, because everybody's different.
Brilliant. Well, thank you, Rhiannon. You've been a really great guest, and hopefully you've touched a nerve with our listeners and they now know how to find the right support if they need it. And if they would like to get in touch with you, presumably via email or through your website?
Yes, that's right.
Through your website. So that's www.rhiannonford.co.uk. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Rhiannon. That was Rhiannon Ford from the Rhiannon Ford Divorce Consultancy.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.